what we all desire is less time, less cost, more cures, and just better things for society in general.
Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Matt Oldham. Only about 1 out of 10,000 chemical compounds makes it from initial drug testing to FDA approval for marketing in the U.S. And machine learning, a field of artificial intelligence, is currently being used to help drug development. Tim Persons is GAO's chief scientist and a managing director of the Science Technology Assessment and Analytics team. And we're going to talk about a report assessing the use of AI technologies in this field. Thanks for joining me, Tim.
Thanks, Matt. It's great to be here.
So what are the benefits of using AI to develop new drugs?
Well, you cited the key statistic. When you think about it, kind of in a baseball analogy, as a batting average, 1 in 10,000 is not very many that can get through. So what if, with the assistance of artificial intelligence or machine learning, these are just systems that can help bring more insight, reduce uncertainty, what if you could kind of sweeten the pool and maybe get it to 1 in 1,000, 1 in 100? Then you really are changing the equation for how drugs are discovered first and then what is selected to then go into development for what hope to become cures for dreaded diseases like Alzheimer's now and variants of cancer or other things. And you have to bear in mind that from a market perspective, development of a drug can exceed $1 billion. It's not a cheap endeavor to be able to do that. And so if you can sweeten the pot, right, if you can increase your batting average, as I say, and it could save money and it really could reduce a lot of the time toward the discovery and development of something. But just imagine doing more of that and what that would do for general good of the patients and for society, as well as the reduction of costs to the medical system.
So there's the machine learning that's being used today, and there's a potential benefit for artificial intelligence tomorrow. Did you find any challenges getting from here to there?
Yes. So as with anything, there are research gaps in any sort of emerging field. And so there are, of course, needed research areas in the basic sciences like the biology, chemistry, and machine learning, but all of those things together. What's also a key challenge is the shortage of high-quality data fit for this purpose. So we have a lot of data, but we need the high-quality data that are fit for the purpose of machine learning to be able to have this effectiveness that's desired to address this challenge. So sharing the data is one of the key things. That's an easy to say but hard to do thing, especially when you're talking about clinical trials data or things that touch a human. You, of course, want to protect privacy and civil liberties of individuals. At the same time, in large populations that are anonymized, you want to be able to use that information to help train or feed a machine so you get the better outcomes and do that. And then finally, there's just a skills gap. We have a lot of very intelligent, capable folks working in this area. This field is growing, but you have to be an expert in multiple fields in this area, in computer science for the machine learning part and in biology and the medical sciences for the medical part.
So it sounds like AI could help shrink the cost and time it currently takes to bring new drugs to the market. But challenges like research and skills gaps or acquiring high quality data and data sharing concerns could be limiting factors in this field. So, Tim, what can policymakers learn from this report?
I think that they can learn that there's a great deal of justified excitement about the potential for AI for drug discovery. We all feel the need for better and more efficient and lowered cost processes to discover and develop new drugs. I think understanding the complexity of that space, the excitement of AI, what that can bring to the policymaker in terms of the potential, and yet still the complex challenges that in a multi-sectoral sense have to be coordinated and work together. I think that's the bottom line for the policymakers.
What's the bottom line of this tech assessment?
I think there's tremendous potential on this. I think it's a key way forward to find all of these drugs, these functionals, sweeten the pot of what goes into clinical trials, even supports clinical trials itself along the way, and it augments that process. Hopefully, again, what we all desire is less time, less cost,
to it, and more desired outcomes, more cures, and just better things for society in general.
Tim Persons was talking about a GAO technology assessment of machine learning in drug development. Thank you for your time, Tim.
Thanks, Matt.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.